Scorpio Rising by Anthony Horowitz. The recording of this book has been made possible by a donation in memory of Jean Lowe, originally from Worcestershire, and her husband, Henry Conway Lowe, who worked at the National Library for the Blind in Great Smith Street, London.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Dedication for all the readers who began this journey and who have now reached its end. Part 1. Scorpia. Chapter 1. Stolen Gods. The man in the black cashmere coat climbed down the steps of his private six-seater Learjet 40 and stood for a moment, his breath frosting in the chill morning air. He glanced across the tarmac as a refueling truck rumbled past. In the distance, two men in fluorescent jackets were standing talking in front of a hangar. Otherwise, he seemed to be alone. Ahead of him, a sign read, "Welcome to London City Airport," and beneath it, an open door beckoned, leading to immigration. He headed for it, unaware that he was being watched every step of the way. The man was in his 50s, bald and expressionless. Inside the terminal, he gave his passport to the official.